Depreciation is a key component in real estate tax management, allowing property owners to deduct the cost of tangible property over its useful life. However, errors in depreciation calculations can lead to significant tax issues, including underpayment or overpayment of taxes. Understanding common errors can help property owners avoid these pitfalls. One of the most common errors is misclassifying property. Depreciation rules differ for various types of property, such as residential rental property, commercial property, and equipment. Incorrectly classifying property can result in using the wrong depreciation method or recovery period, leading to inaccurate deductions. Another frequent mistake is failing to allocate the purchase price correctly. When acquiring a property, it's essential to allocate the purchase price between the land and the building, since land is not depreciable. Incorrect allocation can distort depreciation calculations and lead to non-compliance with tax regulations. Incorrect useful life assumptions also cause errors. The IRS provides guidelines for the useful life of different types of property, but taxpayers sometimes use incorrect periods. For instance, residential rental property typically has a useful life of 27.5 years, while commercial property has a 39-year life. Using the wrong period can significantly impact the amount of annual depreciation. Improper use of depreciation methods is another common error. The modified accelerated cost recovery system is the standard method for most properties placed in service after 1986. However, some taxpayers mistakenly use older methods or incorrect MACRS conventions, leading to inaccurate calculations. Neglecting to depreciate improvements separately can also cause issues. Improvements to a property, such as new roofs or HVAC systems, should be depreciated separately from the building itself. Failing to do so can result in under-depreciation or over-depreciation, affecting the overall tax liability. Errors often occur when handling dispositions of property. When a property or a portion of it is sold, demolished, or retired, the remaining undepreciated basis must be removed from the books. Failing to properly account for dispositions can lead to errors in calculating gains or losses and ongoing depreciation. Another significant mistake is missing bonus depreciation or Section 179 deductions. Tax laws periodically change, allowing for accelerated depreciation methods like bonus depreciation or immediate expensing under Section 179. Failing to take advantage of these provisions can result in lost tax benefits. Some taxpayers fail to adjust depreciation schedules for changes in use. For example, converting a property from personal use to rental use requires adjustments in the depreciation method and useful life. Overlooking these adjustments can lead to non-compliance and potential penalties. Lastly, improper record keeping is a common issue. Accurate records of purchase costs, improvements, and depreciation claimed are essential for proper calculations and for supporting deductions in case of an audit. Poor record keeping can lead to errors and difficulties in defending deductions. In conclusion, accurate depreciation calculations are crucial for maximizing tax benefits and ensuring compliance with tax regulations. By being aware of common errors and taking steps to avoid them, property owners can effectively manage their depreciation deductions and minimize their tax liabilities.